Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
McCoy. And this is the day that the Lord has made.
and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We thank God for another precious day, another day that we can come before the Lord, another day that we can spend time with him, another day that we can thank him for his goodness and his righteousness, for him being faithful, for him, for our God being our high tower, our deliverer, one that we can call on, one that we can trust, one that we can confide in, one that we know that he is able to move on our behalf. Oh, yes, we just thank God for today. We thank God for his precious word. And we thank God for this broadcast because it is the hour of power broadcast. We thank God for the power of God. The word of God says that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And we're going to be those witnesses for him. So therefore, we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. Yes, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. If you have a Bible, why don't you just get ready to get your Bible, prepare for the word of God today. We're going to be coming from John, the 15th chapter, beginning at that first verse. But let's go before the throne. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word, that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord Jesus, have your way. Move in the midst of us, Lord God, even as we speak your word. Let souls be saved. Let lives be changed on today. And for this we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today, we're getting ready once again to come before you, to come before God. People on this broadcast, I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak to you again the word of God. We're going to be, as I said before, we're going to be coming from John, that 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So today, as we look at the word of God, we see that without Christ, we can do nothing. Word of God telling us today that he wants us to know who he is. Now, he said to us, he say that I am, he say, I am the true vine. I'm not a false vine. I'm not something of your imagination, I am the true vine. And he said, my Father is the husbandman. And he said that every branch in me that beareth not forth fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. In other words, he's going to purge it, that it can bring forth more fruit. Now, a branch of itself is good, but you have to be able to produce. The word of God says that we abide in him. In other words, it is saying to us that if we remain, if we remain in Christ, if we continue in the things of Him, then we can bring forth more fruit. But in order to continue, we're going to have to be able to stay. We can't just in Him today and get up and make up our mind and say, oh, no, I'm going to start, do my own thing. I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to be, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I want to do. No, we're going to have to continue in God. Continue the road of righteousness. Continue in the things of Him. We're going to have to be able to stay. We can't leave when things are not going our way. We can't leave when things don't seem to be right. But we're going to have to stay in Him. See, what the Word telling us to abide in Him. We're going to have to stay in Him that we will be able to bring forth fruit. And not only to stay, but we're going to have to be able to dwell in Him. That is, if we could just know that we're in the presence of the Most High God, if we could just know where we are. I believe if we knew what the goodness and the righteousness of God and who God is, and God is our Creator, and God is the King of Kings, and He's the Lord of Lords. He is the one and only God, because He's the Alpha and Omega. I believe that we'll be contented to stay in God. We'll continue in the things of God, whatever those things that we have learned of Him, that we will continue to do those things. And that will cause us to be not stagnated, but it will cause us continually to apply ourselves, and we apply the Word of God to our lives. So when we'll be more contented. So God is letting us know, you may be that person that listening to this broadcast this morning, and you're not have not remained in the things of God. You have not stayed in the things of God. If you think about moving and transitioning and doing some other thing and doing the thing your way, because things have not worked out the way that you want it to work out. But God is saying to you today that we must continue in the things of Him, that we must remain. And if we can remain and continue, and if we can stay, not being moved, but God says to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds in the Spirit, we're going to have to renew our minds. We're going to have to let our mind be stayed upon Him. Why? Because He said if we keep our mind stayed upon Him, then He will keep our mind in perfect peace. So in order to be in perfect peace, we got to be where the peacemaker is. We got to be where the Prince of Peace is. So therefore, we're going to have to dwell in Him. We're going to have to relax. We're going to have that confidence. We're going to have that faith in Him. So if we can just do that, if we can just reside in Him, then know that He is God, and that He is God all by Himself. I believe this morning that God is saying to us that it's time for us to wait on Him, to wait on Him and to be of good courage. Wait on Him and expect for Him to move in our lives. But we cannot be impatient in our wait, for Him. Sometimes the trying of our faith worketh patience. The trying of our faith, we're going to have that uncompromised faith in God to know that God will move on our behalf, that He will do these things that we need done in our lives. So we need to stick around. need to remain. We need to hang around a God, His Spirit, His power, His anointing, His word. We need to take it and hold it precious. The word of God is so precious. There is nothing like the word of God. There is nothing like Him. So therefore, we got to know God for ourselves. We got to know He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the true and the living God. We got to know today that He has all power in His hand. We got to know that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of faith. We got to know that there is nothing too hard for God. For the word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and he shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be opened. So when we look at the 15th chapter of St. John, we have to look at his word, look at it more closely to know that we have to abide in him. And if we abide in him, we're going to bring forth fruit. We're not going to be stagnated in our walk. We'll continue in the things of God. We're going to remain in the things of God. So I'm saying to you today that we need God. We need to stand on his word. We need God's word to make a difference in our lives. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, that he will draw all men unto him. So today, as we look at the word of God, we begin to see the word of God. We look at that second verse. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So we can't abide in God, but we can't abide in him. We're not going to bring forth any fruit. Come on. We're not going to bring the fruit of, be able to bear the fruit of righteousness. We're not going to be able to have love in our heart. We're not going to be able to walk and have joy and peace and long-suffering, goodness and righteousness and all of these other things if we do not abide in him. So the word of God is telling us today that we have to abide in him. He said to us, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. We don't want God to take anything from us. We want to be that branch that is thriving, that branch that is alive, that branch that's not easy to break. That branch is not easy to be destroyed. God says that every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. He prunes it that it can bring forth more fruit. Word of God say, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, if we can hear the word of God and we can abide in the word, then we can see that we are clean. We are clean in God. We are full of righteousness and goodness and faith. And our minds are clean. Our hearts are clean. I believe that David said one time, he said to God when he wasn't clean, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. We need to be able to have God to cleanse us, to wash us, to make us better. God says all we need to do is to abide in him, to stay in him, remain, continue in him, that we can dwell in him, that he can walk in us, that he can speak to us, that he can communicate with us. And if we don't abide in him, then we can't hear him. If we don't abide in him, faith is not going to come alive. The word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we need faith to believe God. And except we say in the Word, except we study the Word, because the Word of God said to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to write and divide the Word of truth. We need the truth of God's Word in our life. We need God so we don't have to compromise the Word of God. We need God so we don't have to get off the track. We need God that we can have a pure mind and a pure heart. We need God so we can be those vessels for God's glory and his honor. We need God so that we can be ambassadors, that we can be fishers of men, that we can be soul winners for him, that we can be preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need the Word of God. We need God that we can do right, that we can talk right, that we can have God's Word abiding deep down in us, not just on Sunday, because you're getting a touch of God on Sunday, and we need more and more of God. We can't just even eat on Sunday and don't eat anymore through the week. We're going to be spiritually weak, or we're going to be physically weak in the natural. And so it is in the spirit realm. If we don't eat continuously of the Word of God, and we don't have God speaking to us, because he does speak, he speaks to you through the Word. Somebody say, Lord, speak to me. Somebody say, well, Lord, I don't hear you speaking. Well, the question is, are you hearing, are you reading the Word of God? Are you letting God speak unto your heart? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So then when we begin to look at this Word, it says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. We are not going to be fruit producers except we abide in Christ. I mean, except we abide in him. We're not going to bring forth any fruit. And I'm not talking about the apples and the oranges. I'm not talking about the peaches and the grapes. I'm talking about the goodness of God, the righteousness of God, his word. I'm talking about the things that God will produce in us, and that God will use us, and God will give us so that we'll be able to be those vessels for his honor and for his glory. The Word of God says, let us know plainly. He said in that fifth verse, he said, I am the vine. And then he made it plain. He said, you are the branches. He said, he that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Except we abide in the vine. Except we abide in Christ, we can do nothing. Don't even think that you're going to do something. Don't think that you're going to be able to live this life for him if you don't abide in him, because you're not trusting him. You're not having confidence in him. You're not having faith in him. You're not loyal to him. You don't really know him. So if you don't know him, you don't have that confidence and you don't have that faith in him to abide in him, to stay in him, to reside in him, to hang around him, to be a part of him. So when we look at that sixth verse, it says, if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a what? He's cast forth as a branch. And the branch is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The Word of God says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, that you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's good news. You want good news? That is good news. That is good news to you today, to know if you abide in Christ, if you abide in my word, and you let the word of you abide in him, he abide in you. The word said that you can ask. I don't know what your name is this morning, but what if your name is John, Peter, Patrick, whatever your name, Cynthia, G, whatever your name is, if you abide in me, your name may be MacArthur. I don't know what your name is, but the word of God said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will. That's for you. Your name may be Larry, but the word of God say, if you abide in me, you can ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you. And that a verse, herein is my Father glorified. My Father is being honored that you bring forth much fruit. God wants you to be a fruit producer. And if you are a fruit producer, then you are his disciples. He said that you bear much fruit. Somebody may be satisfied with one apple. And I'm just speaking in a carnal way. But yet, you ought to want more than that, because that one apple, that's all you're living on, that is not going to keep you satisfied. You're going to want another one. You want some other kind. Maybe you want something, some oranges, some bananas, or whatever it may be. But in the word of God, God wants us to be fruit producers, producing love and kindness and gentleness and faith. Come on. To be able to go through long suffering and that goodness and that righteousness and all these things that are going to make us bear fruit, and they're going to help us to bear fruit. But first of all, we're going to have to stay in the word of God. We got to stay in him. No matter how the wind may blow, no matter what you go through in life, you're going to have to abide in him. The word has already told us to abide. He said, you abide in me, and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. You're asking, you may say, I'm asking, but I don't see it. God moving. You have to ask yourself a question. Are you abiding in him? In that ninth verse, it says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Continue in my love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. We're going to have to continue this walk. When you get in this walk with Christ, you're going to have to continue. We cannot be men and women, boys and girls that keep stopping, smelling the flowers, picking flowers, going the direction that we want to go, doing the things that we want to do, you know, because now we belong to Christ. And if you do not belong to him, if you're not in Christ, God wants you to be in him so that you can abide in him, so that you can bring forth much fruit. God's looking for a fruit producer. God's looking for those that are going to produce fruit. I mean the fruit of the word. I mean the fruit of kindness. Everything that God has given us, that we can even more know more of him. You remember in the word of God when they began to talk about the talents, when God has given the talents, when there in the scripture we hear that they didn't do what they God has given them to do with what God has left with them. He didn't the man. He showed us, in other words, it use what God has given us. And somebody gets upset because of the fact that somebody may be using what God has given them and being fruit producers, and they'll say, why you didn't do this for me in the natural? Why I don't have this? But yet we're going to have to be fruit producers. We're going to have to produce more fruit. And the only way that we can produce more fruit is to abide in the vine. You get what I'm saying? That we need to stay in God. That we need to make God our dwelling place. I mean, where do we want to be except to be with Christ, to walk in him, to talk in him? When we go to sleep, to just to be in him, our mind is still being stayed upon him. Our heart is continually being right with him. We can look and we can see the example of people that have forgotten about what God has called them to do and how God wants them to be these fruit producers and how God wants us to bring forth fruit. Come on. It is so awesome. It's such a great experience to let God abide in you. In that seventh verse, it said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, as we said before, the word of God said, and his word said again, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. It says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Come on, isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? If we keep God's commandments, we're going to be able to abide in his love. Even as God has kept, he said, my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says, these things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. You can't have any joy, you can't have any peace, you can't have any contentment if you're not abiding in him. You can't have that everlasting peace that surpasses our understanding, that joy, that unspeakable joy. If we can't have it, we can't continue to have it if we don't abide in him. In that 13th verse, it says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friend. Oh, my God, he has to be a good friend. He has to be somebody that really loves you in order to lay down his life. And I dare to say that there are not too many people that's going to lay down their life for you. But I can tell you one person that did, and that is Jesus Christ himself. He paid that ultimate price that I could not pay, that mother and my father, sister and brother, best friend, pastor, no one could pay for me. God paid that price that we all can have a right to the tree of life. There's none other friend like a friend in Jesus. Jesus is a friend that will stick closer than a brother. Here in that 15 verses 8, hereafter I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things have I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I mean, come on, that's a friend. But I have called you friends. He said, for all things have I heard of my Father, I have made known to you. I mean, he wants you to be in the know He wants you to be able to be strengthened, to know those things that will cause you to grow, those things that will cause you to be wise, and those things that will cause you to mature in the things of God. The Word of God says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I've appointed you that ye shall go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Come on. My God. I mean, did you hear what the Word of God says? Did you hear what he said to us this morning? That whatsoever you shall ask of a Father in my name, oh my God, Father, in Jesus' name, he may give it to you. So what are you asking for? What do you want God to do in your life? What do you want God to do in the lives of others? You have to ask in the name of Jesus. You have to ask his Father in the name of Jesus. That's what it says, that whosoever shall ask of a Father in my name, he may give it to you. And these things have I command you, that ye love one another. I mean, God is just giving us so much today. God is just imparting to us so much today. He's telling us that we shall love one another. I mean, look at God. But how? How can we love one another when we are not abiding in the vine? How can I care for you if I'm not abiding in the vine? How can I live according to God's righteousness and not my righteousness if I'm not abiding in the vine? The Word of God says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hate you. Remember the word that I said to you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things I will do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I have not come and spoken to them that they had not had sin, but now they have no clothes for their sin. They don't have any cover. If you didn't know sin, if you didn't know the meaning of sin, you didn't know the unrighteousness of sin, then the Word of God said you it wasn't sinning. But now, it is no covering. There's no covering because you've been exposed. The Word of God has been spoken to you. Sometimes people don't want to know truth because they know that that the things that they do in life is not according to the Word of God. But God is exposing, he's pulling the cover off, that you can know truth, that you can hear the truth, that you can walk in the truth, that you can live in the truth, that you can obey truth, that you'll love truth, that you'll be covered in him, so that you can abide in him. I mean, this scripture is speaking to our hearts today that we can know him, that we can have fellowship with him. The Word of God say, if, the Word of God says to us today, if I, listen to what he's saying. It said to us, he said, if I had not done among them the works which none of other men did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this come to pass, that the world might be, the word might be fulfilled, that it is written in the law, they hated me without a cause. Have you ever been there, that somebody hate you without a cause? You don't know why they hate you. They don't know why they dislike you. But you have to think about it. They did this to Jesus. They didn't have any cause whatsoever to hate him. But the word of God had to be fulfilled. After Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, and we came under condemnation, we came under when they sinned, then God had to pay a price for you and I that we could have a right to the tree of life, that we could live for him, that we didn't have to die. But we're saying to you that now, because we know the truth, that we don't have to live in unrighteousness. But the word of God says, there is therefore now, you know, no condemnation to them that walk. Come on. That those that walk in the Spirit, those that are living according to God's word. You know, we don't have to do that. We can walk in the Spirit of a Most High God because of the fact that he is God. We don't have to be condemned with the world, but we can walk in the Spirit of God. But in that 8th chapter of Romans, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. You gotta be in Christ. In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we thank God for the word of God today. We thank God that God has made his word plain to us. And if you allow me, I would like to read that last two verses, that 26, verse 26 and verse 27. It says, but when the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I thank God for the word of God today. I thank God for the truth of his word. For the word of God said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Let's go before the throne of grace even right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, God, for once again allowing us, God, to come before you. We thank you, God, for giving us grace and mercy. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me, that's you, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank you for everlasting life. Thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to know you. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be able to abide in you. Thank you for the opportunity, to God, to be able to stay in you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to dwell in Jesus. And, Father, we ask thee in the name of Jesus, have your way. Those that are listening to this broadcast, Lord, I thank God for joy, unspeakable joy inside of them. God, because of the word of God that you have given them, God, you have given them hope, you've given them peace. God, you've given them, Father, what they didn't have. God, you have reinforced the word of God to them, God, so they can live this life that they can live again. Lord, we thank you for the word, God, that came for those that are saved. God, you are able to save to the uttermost. Lord, save them, deliver them, and make them free. God, you said your word, said if you confess, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. I ask the Lord to save those, Lord God, that are not saved. God, cause their heart, God, to accept you as their living Savior. Father, I ask thee, God, to do it even now. God, if those that are sick and have been permanent in their body, I send a word of healing right now to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This is the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please join us on this coming Friday. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.